next case.
Case number 13179, Neil and Barbara Forster seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Pine Road. The 911 address is 37642 Pine Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 19.12, parcel 52. We have 11 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch.
State your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is John Rigo. Address is 11225 St. Martin's Parkway in Berlin, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm the contractor on this project, speaking on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Forster. And I want to go over the uniqueness of the property is that the existing property, what we've been hired to do, what we were hired to do, was raise the existing home that was on the property and build a new home on the property. The old home was with all of the front porches and ramps and everything that was on it, was 15 feet 8 inches off of the road for the, or the front setback. The new house that we built is now more than 30 feet on the setback. So the county setback on this property is 30 feet. The community setback is 25 feet. What we've done is when we submitted the application for this property, we did it with a drawing that we had given to a surveyor. And on our drawings that we gave to our surveyor, we clearly marked off that the front porch on this property that we were going to be building was a covered front porch. And we noted that on each page of the drawings. The surveyor did not include the aspect there, the part of that it showed that it was a covered front porch. It just showed a front porch. So the drawings that were approved by Sussex County for building code showed the front porch, and then what we didn't do is we said that the porch which encroaches into the setback or comes across, which I've been told by zoning, is acceptable for just the deck there. That was shown, not the actual roof that was going to be put over top of that. So since that time that we've done this, there have been some, there have also been some medical issues that came up with the owners of the property, in which we've submitted some letters from the owners that describe those medical issues. And they've asked me, because this is being recorded, not to actually state it out loud, but we do have doctor's notes of what's going on, as well as that written statement from Mr. and Mrs. Forster that's inside of there. What we are intending to do is build a home that gives them the opportunity to age in place in this home and be able to, in the future, put a ramp on the side of this front porch so that the owners can utilize this to be able to have access when they cannot use stairs. The rest of the home is built with an elevator, and we also have curbless showers and ADA compliant door widths and hallways for them to be able to move through. This is something that I personally have been building in Sussex County for over 13 years. My company has been for 30 years. And the time that I have been with the company before, and then purchasing the company, we have never once come to Sussex County for a variance request and an issue that was done here. In this case, I want to take full responsibility. I know that as an owner or of a company or as a contractor, I can't take anything for granted. I'm supposed to take a look at everything that's presented to me and make sure that things match. In this particular case, we had, it was something that was an oversight that, could I have seen on that survey that it didn't have a roof? Yes, in hindsight, I can look back and see it, but it's something that We gave a surveyor that we've trusted and we've used several times over in this case. That didn't mark it out. And when I came up to zoning to be able to discuss this information with them, they said, no, we don't understand what the problem is here, because what happened was when we had our setback inspection, we failed the setback inspection. And so once we looked into it, we realized that it wasn't because of the porch itself, it was because of the covered porch that's going on there. So this will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We have submitted pictures looking down the line of either side, and even with the covered porch, it doesn't stick out much past any of the other homes that are there. We have 11 letters that have been submitted of all both the adjacent neighbors, the neighbors across the street and up and down the street, to state that they're in favor of what we're doing. And all we're asking for is the minimum to be able to have this enclosed front porch come out, so that in the future we can build a ramp and the ramp can come off of the side of the porch, the front area, and there's a space for a wheelchair if necessary to be under the covered porch. Even if we built it, so we've had to extend the front of the porch out from the original plans that were submitted, and even if we did it by the original plans, we would only have 2 feet of a covered area that we'd be able to have on the stoop, which wouldn't be enough to be able to have somebody who could sit there with a wheelchair in that area. The house itself, the porch, from what I've been told by zoning, has been okay with how far it comes out and the stairs and how that sits. It's really just the roof that's over top of the porch that is creating the issue with the setback here. All we're trying to do is create a functional, safe, and necessary improvement here, so that Mr. and Mrs. Forster can move into their house and be able to utilize that front porch, so if they've got a safe space, if they go up and have to use a wheelchair to come up, that they're covered inside of there. We're asking for just the minimum variance, and Mr. Forster himself would like to make a comment as well. I don't know if it's best because I have never done this before, if you want to ask me questions first and then Mr. Forster, if you'd like him to read his statement first and then, or have, make a statement first and then come back to me, whichever would be best for you all.
We should probably we'll get him sworn in.
Yeah.
And that way he can speak, and then if we have questions for either one of you, that way we don't have to go through that at this time.
Absolutely, thank you.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Neil Forster, and my address is 37642 Pine Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. My wife, Barbara Forster, and I are seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a covered front porch for our home located at 37642 Pine Road. The covered front porch is an essential component of long-term accessibility planning for my wife, who has been diagnosed with a functional and cognitive disorder. The house we had originally purchased at this location included a steep, short interior stairway that was very difficult to navigate and unsafe for my wife in her current state. In addition, the original front porch configuration was not conducive to adding a handicap accessible ramp. As a result, we are building a new home with a clear intention that it would serve as our permanent residence, specifically designed to safely accommodate my wife's long-term mobility and accessibility needs. Let's see. My wife's condition is progressive and affects her balance, gait, and spatial judgment. She's currently under the care of neurologists, an orthopedic speech therapist, physical and occupational therapists. In anticipation of future mobility changes, we made proactive decisions when designing our new home, as stated earlier, including the installation of 2 ADA compliant bathrooms and an elevator to safely accommodate future mobility limitations. And these measures were taken specifically to allow Barbara to age in place safely. As her condition progresses, she may require a wheelchair assistance, and a covered porch provides a safe, compliant, and weather-protected connection point for a future wheelchair ramp. Protection from the rain, snow, and ice is critical to reducing fall risk for individuals with neurological or balance impairments. The porch structure complies with the Kennewick on the Bay HOA setback requirements, and the porch footprint meets applicable standards. The request variance is limited to the front porch roof and represents the minimum relief necessary to allow reasonable accommodation. The proposed covered front porch is residential in scale and character and is consistent with the surrounding neighborhood. It does not change the use of the property, increase density, or negatively affect adjacent properties while preserving the overall appearance of the community. Thank you.
Any questions from the board for either?
One quick question. The entry landing that's shown on the drawing here, there, that is that at grade? Is that at ground level, the landing itself?
Looking at 2018, that's the 2000.
Okay.
Picture too.
Yeah, those aerials are often older.
Never mind.
And just we're looking at the 2025 survey is the one that you're using, is that right? Because we had two surveys in the record. We had a 2018 which showed the prior dwelling with structures that appeared to be closer to Pine Road, I should say. And then we have a 2025 one that just shows, it says on their proposed dwelling, and then it has this covered porch with some steps coming out.
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay, so the one we should be looking at is 2025.
That is correct.
Just to clarify. All right, thank you. Thank you.
We left this home is already built?
Sorry. It's in the middle of construction right now. But the structure for the front porch, it has been framed, it has not been finished.
And is this the main entrance, or is there a garage entrance?
There is a garage entrance, but the garage entrance is you'd have to take stairs. And if we were to create an ADA compliant ramp inside of the garage to be able to enter there, you wouldn't effectively be able to park a vehicle inside.
In the future ramp, then my understanding would be is that it would run parallel to the front of the house?
Yes, sir, correct.
That would be covered as well at that point?
It hasn't been discussed on whether or not it would be covered. Ideally, I think that it would be the best option to do so, but when it comes down to it, if that didn't have to be, that if it were to be covered, it would still also be, and if this variance would be approved, it would be in that approved setback. But really the big thing that the foresters are pushing for is to be able to have a spot so that if you get somebody up there and they're resting before going in, that they're covered and aren't sitting outside in the rain if something were to issue.
Any flooding in the rear yard?
Not on our property.
Do you have well and septic on the lot?
No. We had a well, which has been abandoned.
How far is the front property line from the edge of paving of Pine Road?
The property line from the edge of paving? Mm-hmm. I do not know that exact amount. The survey showing the setback is I believe is 2025 is almost up to Pine Road.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know if there was a gap there or not.
I haven't seen anything that shows a gap.
So the bottom step to this porch would appear to be 25.2 feet thereabouts to the edge of paving of the road?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
So the garage is on the left-hand side?
That's correct, yes.
And then you're going to do the ramp on the right-hand side?
It would come from the driveway up to the, it would be, as if you're looking at the front of the house, it would because of the height and the distance to the driveway from where it is, it would require a switchback to be able, or a platform, a landing platform to be able to turn and come up to it.
Is the right side more of like a side yard? There's no like clear pictures.
Correct. Yeah, it's all side yard off to the right side of it.
Questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
No further, thank you.
You can have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13179? I have one. Would you like to speak? Okay, just one in favor. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13179? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13179 for Neil and Barbara Forster. The property has, the structure on the property has some unique characteristics due to requirements, due to such, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstance or condition, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. And this variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
I'm going to go with nay. I do believe that this was created by the applicant.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-1, case number 13179 has been approved.
Thank you.
Additional business? Motion to adjourn?
I second.
Third.